This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I want to read this tweet from my buddy, Ohio Browns man. He's back up from Georgia. He lives close to me now. Excited for the reporting on TJ Watt when he inevitably signs a new deal. Quote, sources close to Watt say he busted into Rooney's office, signed the deal, and started doing push-ups because he loves the team so much. That's the way it goes.
The thing is, that might be a joke, but that's probably an accurate assessment of what that's going to be like.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is. It's always that way. It's always some great big grand story of whatever. I do. The only thing I would say, if I can backtrack anything about the Miles stuff, is like, if you would have just said it was about the money, they'd have paid you the money. I wish you would have just said it was about the money. It's okay for it to be about the money. I am not mad if Miles Garrett over the winter was like, you know what, I just want to be paid more. You pay for a premium. I am a premium, and I demand to be paid more. Okay, great. That was the only thing. I'm like, because everything else is, I don't expect him to be at OTAs. I didn't make a big deal about it. I don't expect him to be at all the other things. If you're looking for leadership still 9 years in, you're looking for it in the wrong place. Sorry. I don't look at it that way with him. But he's too damn good. I can't make an argument against him.
Well, I guarantee you TJ Watt is going to go to his agent and say, how much guarantee did Miles Garrett get? Okay.
He's going to want a dollar more.
I want one more than that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the way it works. By the way, you can listen to The Fan anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app or your smart speaker by telling Alexa to play 92.3 The Fan. And now you can find 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. Like, I'm sure there's going to be a clip going up of how awkward things got between Lima and Tim Bontemps. Subscribe to our channel and watch all of our best content from your favorite shows at 92.3 The Fan each and every weekday. 216-474-0092. Colin Cowherd, which I don't want to do the same mistake that shows did with Baker, and I'm not going to do it. It just became the Colin Cowherd review show with some shows. Not on this one, first took Baker.
Colin would bash Baker every show, but it seems like he's doing the opposite with Shador.
Well, here's what he has to say about Shador Sanders yesterday, audio courtesy FS1.
Shador Sanders has two things going for him, and don't kid yourself, this is how the league works. The owner of the Cleveland Browns, Jimmy Haslam, is really impulsive. And in a quarterback room with zero star power, except Shador Sanders, he's going to get a chance. He is desperate to be recognized and for star power. The second thing Shador has going for it is Cleveland's roster is the weakest easily in the division, and the early schedule is brutal. So you think old Joe Flacco, dull Kenny Pickett, small Dylan Gabriel, when the team's getting beat 33-17. So my prediction, you start looking at that schedule between week 7 and 10, Shador Sanders is going to get a shot here. Shador's on this roster because Jimmy Haslam wanted him on the roster. But I'm going to make a prediction here. Haslam is starving for a star quarterback. So this is a team that's going to be boring offensively. You know what will make him not boring? Shador Sanders taking snaps, win or lose.
I agree with 95% of what he said. We've made some strong decisions here in Cleveland, and they are as hungry for a quarterback as any owner has ever been. They want a quarterback. They know what quarterbacks do for a franchise. They know how much we love Bernie Kosar. Still 35 years later, we are in the desert looking for that quarterback. We pray at the altar of Bernie, and Bernie's a great person, so rightfully so in so many ways. But we are still looking. He knows that. He knows how much this matters and how much a quarterback matters to the bottom line of a football team, whether it be business or whether it just be overall good vibes. Nothing of what Colin Cowherd just said to me was patently false. I didn't even think it was bold either. But between week 7 and 10, you look at the beginning of this schedule, the beginning of the schedule's tough. I'm not willing to say he's guaranteed to start because he could go out there and look terrible. I just think that he's guaranteed to make the he's already made the roster. I don't care for the conversation. Real quick, I'll say this. Like, when we have these conversations, it's like, well, he's got to make the team first. No, he's already made the team. He's going to be on the 53-man. And if I tell you what, he's got to go out there and literally, to me, turn around and throw the ball backwards for him to not make the 53-man roster on this club.
Haven't we said that we all agree they are not going to have, in September, once the season starts, they're not going to have Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett on the roster. Do we disagree with that? You think they might?
No, I don't disagree with that.
I've assumed all along one of them is going to be gone.
Yeah.
Whether there's an injury with another team's quarterback in camp or a backup or whatever.
If they got rid of Dylan Gabriel, I'd be shocked if they got rid of Dylan Gabriel. I don't think that that's going to happen.
Oh, cut the third-round pick?
Yeah, no.
Wow.
No. He's got to really turn around and throw the ball backwards for him to not be on the roster.
Seriously, that would be something.
I mean, think he's going to be on the active roster? I think it's more likely that they cut it. I mean, people are not going to go pick him up. You can cut him and put him on the practice squad.
Who?
Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, Dylan Gabriel?
You're going to cut your third round pick?
Yeah.
94th overall.
94th? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I think that's more likely. If I'm putting money down on things, I would put it down on that more than...
They didn't cut Anthony Schwartz right away, and he was 91st.
He's afraid to play the game.
Yeah, that's...
Dylan's not afraid to play the game.
There's also how many wide receiver spots on a roster?
A bunch, you're right about that, but my God. So let's work backwards for a second. Do you agree with me that Shador's guaranteed to make the 53-man?
Yes.
Okay. Are we all in agreement on this show, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think there's a chance in hell they'll.
I don't agree right now that one of either Joe or Kenny will be gone though. I think they're still here with Shador, and I think they try to put Dylan Gabriel on.
So you think all four of them plus?
Yeah,
we know the other quarterback that's could be hovering around.
Okay, whatever.
You think they're all going to be here? Man, that is it's just hard to fathom, Owen. Not because I'm not calling you crazy. I haven't seen it. You just don't see this format, this setup in the NFL.
You don't even see it at this point where you had drafted guys. You'd have four quarterbacks right now, but it'd be a guy that was either on his last leg, which is technically Joe Flacco, but he's going to be in the mix for starterdom. You'd have a fourth quarterback to be a camp arm.
What I think is going to happen, it's not what I would do. I would have Joe Flacco start the season. I've been steadfast on that. The locker room respects him. He's a guy that, if you want to talk adults in the room, he's the adult in the room. His players, his offensive line, I think they know where he's going to be. I think that's part of the reason why the entire offense looked better.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But Joe Flacco, now he can turn the ball over. That's for certain, but you're hoping that your two draft picks and running backs are going to be able to help you out back there, including Jerome Ford. We'll see how that one goes. Pierre Strong, we'll see how that one goes as well. But if it were me, it'd be Joe. What I think is going to end up happening is Joe ain't going to be there, and they're going to have Kenny Pickett start the season. But that's not breaking any news to anybody. What my fear is and what they need to balance is, and Kenny is doing, from what I know, everything he can to be a leader. Because I think that he probably knows there's a real good chance he could be the week one starter against the Cincinnati Bengals. So he has to go out there and prove that he can be a leader with this football team. Because there's two different stories about Kenny Pickett right now, and I don't want to just believe one of them because I wasn't a big Kenny Pickett fan because he played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you know as well as I do, they talked a lot of trash about that guy on the way out the door. And now when he was in Philadelphia, great teammate, Aditi, great teammate, all the people, great teammate, great guy, great leader, deserves another chance. And Aditi knows him, okay. But that's not what the Steelers were saying on the way out. Now, a lot of teams talk trash about guys on their way out the door. We got Jarvis Landry, and a lot of people think we got him for a song because all the Dolphins could do was say bad things about Jarvis Landry on the way out the door. I didn't really expect it from the Steelers, to be frank, when Kenny Pickett got let go or traded. But I think that they're probably going to go in the Kenny Pickett direction, and I feel that that can be something that spikes whatever chance of a decent enough season to start the year. Because if Kenny could go out there, and if he turns around, there's 14 guys, and there is no Joe Flacco around, who are you going to turn to? Dylan Gabriel, he has his restrictions. And Shedeur Sanders, who as of right now has his restrictions. I think both guys have potential. I would say Shedeur has higher potential than Dylan Gabriel. But this turns into a, we got to see what we have lame duck year very, very, very quickly if Kenny Pickett can't fill the bill from week one. Joe Flacco can give me a little bit of time. He'll have something in the tank. He starts with about a quarter of the tank, and eventually we'll start puttering. I know what happened at the end of that season. It was a great season, but we know what happened at the end of it. And eventually you hand the ball over to maybe one of your rookies. Maybe you do that. But that's how I would do it. But I'm not in the building every day. Maybe Kenny Pickett is gaining their trust with every single sentence he says. That's the way I see it. The only thing I can guarantee you is that Shedeur Sanders has made this roster. With all that's there, because they're not stupid. It's a business, and you're gonna keep, if you got rid of Shedeur Sanders and it was just Dylan Gabriel at the end,
and then you win three games.
I'm gonna watch because I love football and I love the Browns.
Oh, I think a lot of people would.
And a lot of it's
out.
My job. But exactly what you. I'm sorry to get so loud there. It's exactly what you just said. There's gonna be a lot of guys who find some yard work to do on Sundays. After a quarter of Dylan Gabriel, if he can't look good, there's going to be a lot of guys. Now Donnie's putting out what I said about TJ Watt. Going to go ahead and mute that conversation because I'm about to get killed on social media. So that's the end of that one. If you have Shedeur Sanders as the third team quarterback, you got something to look forward to. Even if it's November, December, and your team's way out of it, even if it's November and December and we've let go of a head coach or we let go of a general manager or both these guys, you got something to look forward to. Part of that, and you know what? I think I'm okay with that. I can understand the business part of this and make it, he's got to look so bad for me to change that opinion during the preseason. He's got, honestly, Lamy, he's got to look like he doesn't belong.
Well,
he's
got to
look like he doesn't belong in an NFL football field for me to change that opinion because I can understand, I really can understand the business side of it going, hey, man, he's a third-team QB. It's not like he's starting off the season. We're not making him the heir apparent. We're not making him the second coming. He's not our messiah of quarterbacks here. He's going to be the third-team QB. So now I get something to argue about and look forward to in the month of December later on and maybe make an argument for the future. But I can say wholeheartedly, not many people think much of this season. Not many people think much of this organization when it comes to the front office and even the coaching staff. So at the end of it, it's house money. And if you were to just put Shedeur Sanders out there in late November through January at the end of the year, no big deal. I'll give me something to look forward to. And maybe he does end up playing decently. He's got to look so horrifically unprepared and woefully bad for me to change that opinion, and I don't think he's going to.
What do you think is going to be more important, the joint practices or those preseason games?
Joint practices.
Because we're all going to be reacting to the thing we're seeing. We're not going to be seeing the joint practices.
If he can't do what I'm helping him with, he ain't going to be able to do what you're supposed to do in the preseason. Though, if he's, let me explain this better. If he's struggling in the joint practices, they're going to know he's going to struggle in the preseason games. So the secret will be out to them before it's out to us. So they play those games on a Saturday, they'll know on Thursday. Uh-oh. They'll know that. And they'll hope that he changes their mind when he comes in the third quarter or whatever of one of those preseason games. But they'll know. And then we'll all know, and then we will change that opinion. I think both of these guys have to look like they do not belong in an NFL football field whatsoever. I know people say what they want to say about Dylan Gabriel, about his size. I'm sorry. He's an adult. I'm going to give him a chance.
You guys are overestimating the market on these other two quarterbacks, though.
Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett?
Yes.
What do you mean?
I think
they could just cut one. I don't.
Well, yeah. But it's neither one of you have said that I think they'll cut one of them.
I'm sorry.
You both said that they'll trade one of these guys.
I would try to trade one of them.
I don't know that the market. Yeah, of course you're going to try to, but the market's going to be a seventh round pick. Is that worth all of that? Is it worth keeping an extra guy on for camp that you're not even going to plan on keeping on the roster for a seventh round pick?
No, you're not. But it's might because it's an extra pick that I can maybe use to patch up and go into the sixth round or something like that. If I can always turn a guy into a pick, I'm going to try to turn a guy into a
fifth round quarterback with it.
But I'll admit that I could always just turn right around and cut the guy. But that's what I think that they're going to do. It's not the way I would do it. Because even in a business sense, all right, people are going to be excited about Joe Flacco one way or the other to start the season, whether they hated the guy and they think that we're all overblowing it, or they love the guy, which most people do, and they want to see whether or not he can wake up the echoes of 2023. And if he doesn't, by the end of the year, all right, whether you're a lover or a hater of Shedeur Sanders, let's see what the kid's got. Maybe I'll end up being wrong if I didn't like him. Maybe I'll end up being right, and I'm going to be sticking it in everybody's face if I ended up loving the guy. That's the way I think a lot of people are going to think. Kenny Pickett? Doesn't really give that to anybody. Dylan Gabriel really doesn't give that to anybody, but he's a rookie. He ain't going anywhere.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.